Blog. Efficient bulk hash insertion with RDDS 8.1's HIMPRT. I'm not a Ruby developer, and my code samples might make that clear. However, there are two reasons I'm using Ruby for the examples in this article. A new release of RDDS RB. Its support for a new RDDS command, HIMPRT, getting started. Establishing a RDDS connection in Ruby is straightforward. All you need is the RDDS gem and a RDDS OSS server. Fun fact, a Ruby is a gemstone, which is why software packages in Ruby are called gems. It's a charming way to highlight the value of every package contributed by the community. The import auto-prepare option defaults to true. I included it here for reference. We'll revisit it later. For now, just bear with me. Why another way for importing hashes? Why not just use HSET? To answer that, let's look at a Ruby example. One thing stands out. We're repeatedly sending not just the data, but also the field names. This is exactly what HIMPRT is going to solve. How does it work? The HIMPRT command includes several subcommands, the first of which is HIMPRT prepare. This subcommand allows you to declare a field set. Below is an example of a field set named scores with the following fields. UID, the player id. Score, the score that the player achieved. Tag, the player tag. It's important to note that the prepared field set is only valid within the context of the connection where HIMPORT prepare was executed. This is a good opportunity to revisit the import auto prepare option. The client library maintains an internal registry of all prepared imports. If a connection disconnects and then reconnects, it automatically re-registers all preparations. Once the field set is no longer needed, it can be discarded. Discarding the field set removes it from the registry. Prepare once, use anywhere in your application. The demo CLI app import demo. RB includes an inline mode, which simulates a scenario where you prepare your field sets when starting your application. The previously mentioned registry allows you to use HIMPORT as a general alternative to HSET. It's strongly advised to use import auto prepare equals true. Note, the client library RDDS RB does not have built-in connection pooling. However, if you use a connection pool, as described in the README, you must ensure that each connection in the pool is prepared individually. Prepare, bulk import, discard. A more common use case involves performing the preparation and bulk import within a single pipeline. RDDS pipelining allows you to issue multiple commands at once without waiting for a response to each individual command. A pipeline always executes against a single connection. For this scenario, you can set import auto prepare to false. The demo CLI app includes a bulk mode for this purpose. Once the import completes, the field set is no longer needed and can be discarded. A simple benchmark. Last but not least, the CLI app includes a benchmark mode, which performs the following steps. Prepares a single field set, then pipelines a number of HSET commands and measures the time taken to complete the import. Repeats the exact same steps using HIMPORT, enabling a fair comparison. The following benchmark was executed on a local host with a field set containing just three fields. It demonstrated an 11% faster import. Since HIMPORT primarily saves network bandwidth, we expect even greater performance improvements with larger field sets. Full source code. You can find the full source code and executable examples on GitHub. Get started with RDDS today. Speak to a RDDS expert and learn more about enterprise-grade RDDS today.